Chesterfield may have just found the formula that sells data centers to skeptical homeowners. Let Google servers pay your car tax. The county held a public hearing on an ordinance that would funnel all data center property tax revenue into cutting the personal property rate from $3.25 per $100 of assessed value down to as low as $1.79 at full build-out, starting January 1, 2027. No new data centers allowed. This is strictly about the Google campuses already committed. If it passes, watch other localities copy the playbook. Meanwhile, Henry County went the opposite direction, adopting what may be Virginia's strictest data center zoning outside Northern Virginia: 1,000-foot setbacks, a 50-decibel noise ceiling, closed-loop cooling only, and mandatory groundwater impact studies. No land is zoned for it yet. The county built the rulebook before the first application arrived. Separate from both of those, Canada's retaliatory tariffs are hitting Virginia farmers now. After trade talks collapsed and 50% U.S. tariffs triggered dollar-for-dollar retaliation, Virginia farmers told Senator Kine the uncertainty is already threatening prices. Canada was Virginia's largest trading partner in 2025. Also worth knowing, more than 20 localities will ask voters November 3rd to approve a 1% sales tax dedicated to school construction. Hampton Roads has the densest cluster of referendums. Two concrete ways to give back this week. In Northern Virginia, volunteers are needed on the Mount Vernon Trail, clearing vegetation, picking up litter, and edging the path. Near Charlottesville, Camp Holiday Trails welcomes occasional volunteers to assist with weekend family camps, a practical option for individuals or groups. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.